الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونؤمن به ونتوكل عليه ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، ونشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، ونشهد أن سيدنا ونبينا وحبيبنا ومولانا محمدا عبده ورسوله، أما بعد، فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. صاد والقرآن ذي الذكر، وقال تعالى قاف والقرآن المجيد، صدق الله العظيم. Respected brothers and elders, we'll have a very short program till 9:30, inshallah. There won't be any dua now, just a short talk. And the second session, inshallah, we will have a longer program, inshallah. We had a long dua now, Allah Ta'ala accept it. Allah, first of all, we praise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and we thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that Allah made it possible for the Qur'an al-Majeed being recited in Salatul Taraweeh. May Allah forgive the shortcomings, the mistakes, the errors. May Allah accept the Taraweeh Salah that has taken place and the entire Qur'an al-Majeed that has been read so beautifully. This is no ordinary kalam. It is no ordinary book. Allah has taken a qasam in the Quran. Sad wal Qurani dhi dhikr. Qaf wal Qurani al Majid. Allah has taken a qasam in the Quran. And this is the same Qurani Majid that Allah mentions himself, Inna sanulqi alayka qawlan thaqila. That verily we will reveal to you a very heavy, very weighty speech. And to understand how weighty the speech is, when Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala was fortunate enough to have the Mubarak head of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam on his lap, Rasulullah sallam is resting and he has his head placed on the lap of Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala, who was the scribe of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And at that time, suddenly on one day, wahi started coming down to Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. And the weight of that wahi, the weight of the Qur'an, the verses that were being revealed, was such that Zayd bin Thabit radiallahu ta'ala says, I felt as though my lap will split because of the weight that was coming on Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. On a winter's day, when wahi would come down to Rasulullah ﷺ, he would actually perspire profusely. Sahaba would see beads of perspiration running down his face. When he is mounted on the camel and Surah Ma'idah, verses of Surah Ma'idah is being revealed suddenly, the camel could not bear the way, the camel knelt down. So this is no ordinary kalam. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, if we have to reveal this Quran of the mountains, لو أنزلنا هذا القرآن على جبل, then you would see the mountains splitting asunder into pieces. Allah has given us this opportunity of reciting His Quran, listening to His Quran, memorizing His Quran. May Allah accept these Hufazi Kiram who recited the Taraweeh. May Allah grant them afiyat, barakat, ilm nafi'. Allah use them for the khidmat of His deen with ikhlas, maqbooliyat. May Allah make our children hufaz. May Allah Ta'ala make, give us the day when we will read Taraweeh Salah behind our own children. The Qur'an al-Majeed is not only for the month of Ramadan. It is for every single day of our life. My respected brothers and elders, we have heard bayans pre-Ramadan, during Ramadan, and we will hear post-Ramadan, inshallah. And we'll continue hearing bayans. But there has to be a time in our life. There has to be this time where we sit back and we close our eyes. We contemplate. And we talk to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from the deep recesses of our hearts with sincerity. Ponder and reflect. The verses of the 30th para, as I mentioned last night, these are all Makki surahs. Most of these surahs are talking about Qiyamah and the horrors of Qiyamah. If only we understood the meaning, we would have been weeping the entire Taraweeh Salah. Allah talks about standing before Him on the day of Qiyamah. Allah talks about having that fear of the reckoning. Allah talks about that person who has transgressed, who showed a don't care attitude towards the Shariat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He gave preference to the worldly life. He just enjoyed himself in this world. What will be his plight on the day of Qiyamah? Compared to the one who feared Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in this world, and the standing on the day of Qiyamah, and he prepared for the hereafter. Allah talks about both these groups. Allah talks about that person who's weighed, amal will be weighed, his good deeds will be weighty. And Allah talks about that person whose bad deeds will be weighty. And the Mufassirin explained that each surah, the rhythm is so beautiful in the Amma Para. Short verses. You can hear the rhythm in each verse. As though somebody is knocking on the door, Mufassirin write, to wake us up, to alert us. But we are fast asleep. So the person knocks harder and harder and harder. And still we in a deep slumber until the person knocks even more hard. To awaken us. Hearken, listen, behold. Al-haqqa, al-qari'ah. Exactly like that, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has sent down verse upon verse, surah upon surah. To alert us, to waken us. Ponder over the greatness of Allah. Prepare for the Qiyamah. Allah talks about the skies that we see so beautiful, how it will split asunder. The mountains, the huge mountains. Can you push a mountain? Impossible. Allah talks about the mountains being driven, flung up, tossed in the air like carded wool. Animals running. Insan running away from his own parents, his own wife, his own brother, his own children. يَوْمَ يَفِرُّ الْمَرْءُ مِنْ أَخِيهِ وَأُمِّهِ وَأَبِيهِ. When maut will strike, nobody knows. When Qiyamah will take place, only Allah knows. But there has to be this time to introspect, to contemplate and make up a firm decision. That, Ya Allah, I had enough of the pleasures of this world and enjoying haram. Ya Allah, I am making that decision tonight. And I will make the concerted effort. Ya Allah, I need your help, your assistance. That I want to have that purity of that heart. And when we have that purity of the heart, then these verses that will penetrate into our heart will create a positive effect. Sayyidina Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu anhu used to say, and before I mention his statement, his anecdote, he is that sahabi of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, who is the son-in-law of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, married one daughter, Ruqayya, and then Kulthum radiallahu ta'ala anha. After one passed away, he married the other. And Rasulullah had mentioned, if I had many more daughters, I would give it to Uthman al-Ghani radiallahu ta'ala. He is that sahabi who used to recite the entire Quran in one rakat. 20 rakats are only spanning already. We feel tired. When are they going to finish? Sayyidina Uthman radiallahu ta'ala, the night when they assassinated him, the night before they assassinated him, he had recited the whole Quran in one rakat. And he used to say, لَوْ تَهُرَتْ قُلُوبُنَا لَمَا شَبِعَتْ مِنْ كَلَامِ اللَّهِ. If only our hearts were pure, then our hearts would never become satiated with the kalam of Allah. It will want more and more and more and more. And this is what prompted the Salafi Salihin. When they used to recite the Quran, they would go into the gardens, the beautiful gardens in the Quran, the beautiful verses. It is mentioned, Al-Quran Bustanul Arifin. The Quran is the Bustan, the garden of the Arifin, those who recognize Allah. From this verse to another verse, like smelling one beautiful flower, another fragrant flower, and then a third flower, and they are just in a different realm, a different world, connected to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. What effort have we made to understand the Quran? What effort have we made to understand the Quran? There is no shortage of ulama in our country, alhamdulillah. There is no shortage of huffaz. There was a time that we had to get huffaz from Cape Town. Now, alhamdulillah, all the provinces, every town, every city, every village, not only male huffaz, females, young children have become huffaz. To such an extent that alhamdulillah, huffaz from South Africa now go to South America and so many other parts of the world where no tarawih is taking place, and they go and perform. Learn the Quran. Learn to recite it correctly. Ponder on, reflect over the meanings. Otherwise, we're just reading. You will get reward for it, no doubt. But make an attempt to understand and understand correctly what Allah Ta'ala is saying. We cannot understand it on our own. Definitely not. Go to the ulama and sit and listen and benefit from them. And ask them to please explain to you the different meanings that Allah Ta'ala has spoken about in the Quran and Majid. Most importantly, respected brothers, and many people have asked, what happens after the month of Ramadan? Brothers in Itikaf asked last night, what happens afterwards? What happens after Ramadan? Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in Surah Nur, verse number 52, gives us the solution. وَمَنْ يُتُعِ اللَّهَ وَرَسُولَهُ وَيَخْشَ اللَّهَ وَيَتَّقِهِ فَأُولَٰئِكَ هُمُ الْفَائِزُونَ. There's four things. Obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is what we have to do. Obey Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So we have to make sure now that our life is in accordance to the commands of Allah and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In other words, according to Sharia. Our salat has to be perfect. Our wudu, our taharat. Our eating, our living conditions. Our dealings in our business places. Our akhlaq. Mu'ashara, how we live with our wives, our family, our children, our neighbors. All these things we have to get right. We won't get it right overnight. We will make mistakes. We will rectify ourselves. But there has to be a positive attempt. In the world, there are many meetings that take place, and many forums that take place, and many conferences that take place, and beautiful speeches are given. And everybody sits and they enjoy those speeches, and it terminates there. Ours should not be the case like that. Tonight we have to make that firm decision. I myself first. All of us. That Ya Allah, I do not know when I am going to pass away. And I'll have to stand before you, Ya Allah. It's not an easy matter that, okay, now whatever will happen, ma'adallah. No. It's a very serious matter. It's a matter of our akhirat. It's a matter of our perpetual life in the hereafter. فَرِيقٌ فِي الْجَنَّةِ وَفَرِيقٌ فِي السَّعِيرِ. Either the person is going to Jannah, or either the person is going to Jahannam. Allah is too kind. Allah is too loving. I mentioned on the 27th night, all the ahadith giving us hope in the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We're not going to repeat that. But now we have to make a genuine, concerted effort. I want to follow my Sharia properly. So, obey Allah, obey Rasulullah. وَيَخْشَ اللَّهِ. And have fear of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala regarding the sins of the past. In other words, make sincere tawbah istighfar, which we are doing, alhamdulillah. Sincere tawbah. Then I'm not going to go back to the sins. I regret having committed the sins. I did wrong. I acknowledge. I confess. Then comes wayattaqi. Now for the future, the person is going to travel very carefully. He's not going to fall in the same pitfalls as he fell previously. Now he's going to be very wary. He knows those friends of his took him the wrong direction. He knows that was evil company. He knows that distracted him from Allah. He knows what a miserable life he had because he stayed away from the masjid. He knows what a terrible life he had, full in sin and zina and riba and gambling and drinking. Now he's going to be very careful. Each step he takes, like a person goes through a forest with many thorny trees, and he doesn't want the thorn to get stuck onto his clothing or his body. So he picks up his garment and he walks, he treads the path very, very carefully so that no thorns catches onto his garment. Like that, now he's very, very careful. And believe me, when a person does this, Allah himself is saying, such people are faizoon. Such people are successful. Allah is guaranteeing success. Do these things. Obey Allah, obey Rasulullah. Make sincere tawbah and develop in yourself taqwa. In other words, you must be conscious of your life in future. then you are successful. And this is what we want from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We need to have good company. I have emphasized this not only for the youngsters, for all of us. If you have good company, then inshallah you will remain with good deeds, pious deeds. If you have evil company, you will fall into the trap of nafs and shaitan. The very first thing all of us have to do is immediately after Ramadan, the first thing is to establish our 5 times salah. No question of just reading it at home, or after work we come at asr time, and then we just read, or in the evening we read the entire day's salat as qaza. No. On time in the masjid. And we will try our level best to read with jamaat in the masjid. Obviously if the person is traveling, then anyway else he'll make his salat. But those of us who are not traveling, and we got no shari'i excuse, then we should try our level best. The nearest masjid our home, we will establish our salah. Look at the masjid now, so beautiful. The masjid is full, the sahan is full, the people outside. Why not? This is the situation every single salat. What happens to us after the month of Ramadan? As we heard in the Jummah salat, this was the condition of the hypocrites in the time of Rasulullah. They were absent for Fajr salat. They were absent for Isha salat. It was very heavy for them. They would remain absent. There were people who know these are the munafiqeen. Of course, we're not labeling any person munafiqeen. I'm the weakest of all. Allah give me hidayat. Allah protect us. Allah conceal our weaknesses. But we got to have a timetable now. We got to have a plan. That this is my goal. This is what I need to achieve for my akhirat. For dunya, we have plans. We have goals. We have deadlines. And we work well in advance. Why when it comes to the akhirat, we are so complacent? It's nothing difficult. Inshallah, if we have our salat right, and we have good company, and we have this plan, with istiqamat, steadfastness. We might not have the same feeling how we're having in Ramadan. Even our tables, the food won't be so much of nur like how we see now. Immediately after Ramadan, everything changes. But that doesn't mean now we must start discarding our salat, our tilawat must come to nothing, to zero. We might not be able to read 10 paras and 20 paras, even if it means one para or less than a para. Come 5 minutes earlier to the masjid before asr salat. 5 minutes, 10 minutes before zuhur, whatever it is. You know, in the morning after fajr, sit for 5 minutes. Finish your Quran Sharif recitation for the day, and then you'll find there's so much barakah the entire day. Don't leave it for the night. Person becomes tired, he forgets, he sleeps, and that for the day you haven't even recited the Quran and Majid. Our tasbihat, our dhikr, my respected brothers and elders, to help us in this path, we need to hold on to some alim, some mentor for some guidance. We need to ask the person, show me the way, the easy way to reach May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And if we have all this in our life, inshallah, a lot of His kindness, a lot of His love will show us the right path. Allah will keep us to Sirat al-Mustaqim. Allah will protect us in this country. Allah will protect every Muslim in the entire world. And our hearts will become pure. And inshallah we will die with Iman. And on the day of Qiyamah we will be successful. May Allah give us tawfiq and hidayat. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Inshallah.